I'm National Bank and Trust Company of Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand. Member FDIC.
We're back here at Cass City High School where the Battle of Cass is open up on a 6-0 run. I doubted my scorekeeper over there, Brent, but they did. It's 45-42.
Yeah, they came out and they just played with a little more intensity, and they picked up the defensive intensity. With Brent Rudolph out there, now I see Rachel's going to get a breather. She'll be replaced by Shelby Plugger. But Cass City down 3 with the ball, 3:22 to go in the fourth. They need to get some offense going here.
You know, they came out of the fourth quarter starting here, and they stopped because they had the one-point lead, and that kind of, like I said, bit them there by doing that. You take your players right out of the game sometimes by slowing down too early in the ballgame. You want to keep that intensity as much as you can. Morrow takes it all the way from the top of the key, down inside, gets her own rebound, and then they're going to call a foul from behind.
I think Justine Morrow got her when she was going up.
Well, at least we've got a little bit more momentum here. I got a foul from you, Sandusky 41, Harbor Beach 26, so they did muster 20 more points there. So Sandusky's going to move on, and they will play the winner of the Lakers-Edley game on Wednesday. First shot's up and good. That's their first points of the fourth quarter here.
You know, one thing to note in case these scoring droughts, Carly Hendrick was on the bench because of four fouls, and she is now back in the game, and immediately they got two free throws from one to come within one, so... I think that's going to be a huge factor down the stretch here if she can stay in this ballgame. Monroe taking the ball from the top.
And you know what my favorite trick is, to take it right out right now. So if I'm Cass City or Ballack, I'm going to be going right out. And you can see, Hendricks right there. You know, right there comes Kasiba. Kasiba, who's she taking at? Hendrick.
Exactly. And then she got a little rebound, and Hendrick knew she couldn't foul or she'd be done. And Alyssa Kasiba, 6 points for the sophomore. A very impressive debut.
Well, I don't know. We're going to have to go back to our post low, but this time Taylor Beal's in there. She's on top of it and knew it was coming. Now we're going to do the bounce toss inside. And Rayo goes, and you know, this is a nice tandem. It's a blessing to have two big players like that because they both can handle the ball and they both can toss. And that's something that was certainly Kansas City. They didn't have it on the left side, so they come to the right side from down top of that.
Well, they wisely recognized that only Taylor Beal's in Rachel's out, and so they went to Rayo, who's being guarded by the shorter Shelby Plugger, and there's no match. It was a very smart play by Kansas City.
And that was a good move there by Mono. Mono was held Mackenzie Parrish backwards on her feet and took her right to the hoop, and nothing Mackenzie Parrish could do but fire her, and she picked up her first foul. Put Mono on the line. Mono puts the first one on, nothing but net. And that was a smart move by the senior.
Well, yeah, Mono's been around a long time as a senior. She recognizes she had her kind of back on her heels and made a great move to the basket. And again, almost on cue, Rachel Brios back in the game. So now both the Brios are in.
He's got a liver in there.
He's got a liver in. Taylor Brios just picked up her first foul and kind of a loose ball, but just out of control. She should have pulled up and just got back on defense.
Yep, Rayo went and had the rebound and then lost control of it, and Brios tried to sneak around her, but unfortunately, sneaking around her and bumping her, it just didn't work, you know. Taylor Brios, she should have just let her go because it would have been a traveling play.
Right. Taylor Brios was playing Carly Hendricks with four guarding each other to probably whoever stays in the game the longest. Might prove to be the difference tonight.
Three pointer there by Mackenzie Parrish. No good rebound there by Rare. And Rare sounded like she has no problem. And you know, you can see the end of Rare around the fire there for the over in the back. And from where we're at, it looks like it. But I got to give the shots the credit there. Where he's at, he's got a better view. He can tell if there was body contact there or not.
There's no run either way. And there's no boxing out by Rachel Brewer. If you don't box out, you're not going to get that call. And
now, if she'd have taken a half a step back and put her on her back, you would have gave it to her.
Absolutely right.
And that is, and what do we tell those first players my whole life? You gotta find the body, back up until you can find it, you'll get that call. And again, they tried to work it down in with Ryan, they couldn't, it was covered by the Brios. That's not fair, an hour and a half something there, they're looking, they're almost daring him to throw it over. Just watching the matchup right now between Rachel and Ray. I'll tell you what, Rachel Brios played great defense on her, Logan Ray made the hard hook shot. Off the block. So 48-48, 1:15 to go here in the game, and it's tied. You never have a timeout. We'll be back with an exciting finish right after this break.
If you're looking for a commitment-free cellular solution, it has never been more affordable to get a fast-track prepaid phone from Thumb Cellular. Fast-track prepaid gives you the convenience and security of a cellular phone without the monthly bill and commitment. Right now, for just $75, you can get everything you need for an entire year's worth of service. a great phone, and 375 nationwide minutes that are good for an entire year. All that for just $75. No bills, no commitment, just worry-free cellular service all year long. Give it to your kids, throw it in your purse, or carry it on your belt. And with Fast Track Prepaid, you can add more minutes anytime by stopping into one of their convenient locations throughout the Thumb area. So stop by any Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky and ask for the security plan. And it's only from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb. Talk of the Thumb.
Yep, we're back here at Cassidy High School, where we got a tie ball game, 48-48, with 1:11 to go here. Lomo Wild, and who wants this one, Brent?
Well, I'll tell you what, Lomo Wild has just been unstoppable tonight. 25 points on the offensive end, and defensively, it seems like she's deflecting every shot that comes her way. So how they contain her down the stretch may very well be the difference.
And so, Bennett comes out of timeout with the ball. Janik works it down the right side, outside the Marno. Marno tries baseline. She tries to feed it inside the box. She first it. Right there is Ray. They like to steal. She pushes up the close pass. And now they pull it back out. And Dale City's going to work for the last shot here. Which I don't know if that's going to be for Ray's. Unless they can get the lab inside to the post brothers.
I think they're just going to try to run their offense, but keep it wide. And if they get something that they like, they'll take it. Otherwise, they'll just wait until the end.
Hendricks with a really layup pass across the key to Parrish. Parrish to Parrish, now up at the top. Kenzie Parrish covered there by Kasiba. And we're going to have a timeout by Kansas City. We'll be back. 32 seconds to go. Tie ball game.
O'Ryan dribbles it down the court, passes to Shelby at the top of the key. Shelby cuts down the lane and, blatantly fouled by Smith. Shelby will get two free throws. It doesn't look like Shelby's getting up. He may be out for the remainder of the game.
When you have any sports injury, major or minor, talk to your doctor. Then take your assessment and treatment order to Narayan Rehabilitation of Bad Axe. Certified athletic trainer Stacey Cray knows all sports. She has responded to on-field and on-court injuries at area school athletic events for the past 6 years. Stacey Cray is trained in sports-specific injuries. Knowing past and future physical demands on the injured area helps her design the most effective treatment program to get you back in the game fast. When sports injury rehabilitation is prescribed, get the best care from the people who care and who know sports injuries. Narayan Rehabilitation, just west of Bad Axe on M53. Need a special appointment time? Narayan Rehabilitation can schedule treatments outside of regular business days, and they're already expanded hours.
We're back here at Cassidy High School. Are they inbound the ball? They did three passes, and they found Mackenzie Crash wide open. They swing it around. She was wide open for the layup. She made it up off the glass to take a one-point lead with 15 seconds to go, 49-48. And Bennett's with the ball, and Cassidy's coming with a full-court pressure.
I think it should be 50. I'm not sure.
I think it should be 52 because it was a layup off the back, and it was tied. So it should be 50-48. They've got it right in there. Bennett kicks the ball inside. Brielle tries to get it up the court, but she has it deflected around. Bennett's right on. She runs and lets the bounce out of bounds, but there's 9 seconds left to go. It should be 50-48. And we're going to have a timeout by Alex, but we're going to stay right here since we're having a little bit of technical difficulties there coming back from the last one.
Coach Brielle burned his last timeout. Cass City's also last timeout. 9.6 seconds, and Alex has got over the length of the court. So it'll be interesting to see what he draws up in this scenario.
And Cass City came out, and they looked like they were going to score, and they were looking for a back door, and they got the back door that they were looking for with Mackenzie Pierce, and she just... Everybody had faded over to the post side. They were doubling up on Hendrick and on top of Ray looking for the lap pass inside. And Cassidy beat her back there with McKenzie and skipped it across the key there. And she came in and loaded up off the glass. She was going as fast as she can to jump as high as she can, anticipating a high foul.
Well, that's the senior play. She knew she had that girl beat, and she went right to the basket, like you said, and laid it in. And it could prove to be the difference here. They asked for some kind of magic here in the last 9.6 seconds.
And it's 50-48, and Bennett has got to realize they've got a lot of time. 9.6 seconds is a lot of time to get it up the court. Go for the tie. You don't need to go for the win here. Let's see what they come in with, and they're going to